Life sure gets busy, doesn't it? Well, we understand. With all the certifications you have, finding the right kind of continuing education that fits your schedule can be a real challenge. That's where the FlightBridge Ed podcast subscription comes in. For less than $5 a month, the FlightBridge Ed podcast subscription gives you top-notch accredited CE while you listen. Visit FlightBridgeEd.com for more information or to sign up today. The FlightBridge Ed podcast subscription, another way we're being your partner in discovery.
The content of this podcast is based on medical fact and evidence-based practice from credible authoritative sources, but is not a substitute for your institution's policies, procedures, common sense, or good judgment. The views and opinions are those of Eric Bauer and FlightBridge Ed in their entirety. This is the FlightBridge Ed Podcast, critical care and emergency medicine education for nurses and paramedics. Here's your host, Eric Bauer.
Hey everybody, Eric back with you. This morning I wanted to do a quick 8 to 10 minute podcast, and the title of this talk is called Black or White or 50 Shades of Grey: Cookbook Medicine versus Objective Thinking. Now, this is a topic that has manifested over a couple years, to be honest with you. I get emails constantly, which I love, asking the best way to transition from the maybe the ALS side. Maybe you're a ground paramedic and you've emailed me, or maybe you're an ER nurse or ICU nurse, and you're wanting to transition into the critical care side, specifically becoming a flight nurse or flight paramedic. And that is what inspired us to do both of the podcasts we did last year. We did one with Evan Klonch. We did one with Kelly Miller on how to become a flight paramedic, how to become a flight nurse. What are the best steps to take to achieve that goal? But what I see a struggle, and I've noticed this struggle based on your emails. Again, I get lots of emails every single week, and I get a lot of emails related to kind of this transition. This all depends on where you've worked. This is not a negative. This is not something that you should look at as a negative. This is something, though, that you need to think about from the perspective of how can you broaden your thought process. So if we go back to the title, Black or White or 50 Shades of Grey, what are we talking about? Well, we're talking about that cookbook medicine mindset, that very strict protocol-driven mindset versus objective thinking with more of a guideline type of a protocol. Many companies, especially when you get into the HIM side, don't really boast having protocols. They really try to stay away from that terminology, and they say, we have guidelines, and they're very, very broad in what they do, what they're able to do, and these clinicians can really look at these guidelines from a very wide perspective. You relate that back to protocols, or the term protocols, and a lot of times these protocols can be very rigid. Now, obviously, this is going to be different everywhere in the United States, or for the world that matter. But how you have been brought up in medicine, whether you're a nurse, you're a paramedic, whatever your background is, if you've been brought up in a system that has very rigid protocols, it may be very difficult for you to transition to a very wide-based protocol set that are called guidelines. And so what do I mean by that? The key with this podcast is basically to get you to start thinking of things from a different perspective. We don't want to have that cookbook medicine mindset. Obviously, we work for medical directors. They have a higher level of education. They're obviously MDs or DOs, but they also want you to critically think. And I think if you're trying to transition to that HIMS job, you have to be able to look outside of those black and white areas, and you have to have the 50 shades of gray. Now, maybe your personality isn't like that. Maybe you have a very hard time not being in that black or white realm. I can definitely reflect myself in life in general. I'm very black and white. I'm very type A. I see things pretty much in two shades. I don't see things in shades of gray in a lot of areas of my life. Now, in medicine, I've never had that struggle. I've been able to differentiate that, and I haven't had any problems stepping outside and seeing those 50 shades of gray. Thank God. So when we look at how can we transition from our everyday life, if you are black and white, if you somehow go down this rabbit hole and you can't get out of that rabbit hole, how can you get to a point where you can step outside and have that wider perspective? Well, that's where I think you have to start with preparation. Going from a ground-based ALS paramedic like myself into the flight role, I felt like I was on the top of my game. I was a field training officer. I was an acting supervisor. But when I got into the flight side, I realized that there was a whole different side of medicine that I didn't know about. Again, our perspective is what guides us in life. And I had no perspective. And so I had to really immediately realize that I had some deficiencies, that there was areas of medicine that I had no clue about, and I had to immerse myself in those topic areas. That's what I believe allows us to have those 50 shades of gray. It's knowledge. It's preparation. It's being inspired by FOMED. It's being inspired by a new generation of education out there. There are so many outlets to get educated, to get kind of fueled. And I think that's what allows you to step outside of your comfort zone, step outside of that black or white mindset, and go into those 50 shades of gray. So let me give you three examples. Now, these are just three quick examples of where I see mistakes all the time. Number one, let's say you have a simple altered mental status. If you look at this from a perspective of a ALS ground paramedic or a nurse in the ED, for example, there's a very standard set of protocols that you're going to go down. You're going to try to identify and go through your Glasgow Coma Scale. You're going to assess, you know, what is their mentation. You're going to immediately check a blood sugar. And any altered mental status protocol is going to have somewhere in that algorithm some type of Narcan, or consider some type of Narcan. But I see this misused constantly. Tyler and Sam from FoamFrat, they put out, I should say, Sam is the one that developed this very, very broad algorithm on the decision-making tree of using Narcan. Again, if we're black or white, we're going to look at the protocol. We're not going to think about it. We're not going to dive into it. We're just going to simply do it. Well, it says it right there. It says it at number two, we're going to give Narcan, so we're going to give Narcan. And that is the wrong mindset. That is exactly what I'm talking about. That is being black or white. That is not looking at the big picture. It's not looking at everything involved. That is just prophylactically giving a medication without truly assessing our patients and identifying, do they truly need that? All right, that's one example. What about airway management? If you have worked in a system where maybe you haven't been able to RSI, we can look at this from two perspectives. We see some areas of the country where maybe they can't RSI, or maybe, for example, you have a dual paramedic ambulance. One paramedic is a senior paramedic, another paramedic is a junior paramedic. And based on those protocols, the senior paramedic is responsible. That is the paramedic that has been given the rapid sequence intubation training. And so he or she is responsible for the rapid sequence intubation. You have the junior paramedic. Or you have a paramedic that hasn't taken those steps. They haven't been with the company long enough. Maybe based on their policies, they can't RSI yet. And so we can look at these protocols from two sides. We could say, well, sometimes maybe we give a little bit of Versed, and let's give a little bit more Versed. Let's give a third dose of Versed. Again, small little aliquots, but enough to maybe knock the respiratory drive out to give us a reason to intubate. Again, that is the wrong approach. That's being really wide in our perspective, maybe going the opposite direction. But what about airway management from the perspective of how could we look at our medication choices from the black or white or that 50 shades of gray? Well, if we go down our RSI protocol or delayed sequence intubation protocol, whatever you want to call it, we know we're going to give passive oxygenation. We're going to make sure our SpO2 is at least 94%. We're going to take the steps to make sure our patient is positioned correctly, right? We're going to go through the 8 P's of RSI. When we get to our medication selection, many of us now go with ketamine. And we know that ketamine has really changed the way we look at airway management. It's definitely a very popular medication, but we have to understand that no matter what medication we're giving, if it's ketamine, if it's etomidate, if your patient is hemodynamically unstable, that medication, even though it has that muscarinic or nicotinic blocking effect, we need to understand that it's going to drop that blood pressure. It's going to increase that metabolic demand. It's going to increase that blood pressure and that pulse rate, and it's going to cause that patient to decompensate. So from that perspective, we have to look at the patient from the 50 shades of gray standpoint. We can't just go off the protocol and say, hey, we're going to give 2 milligrams per kilo of ketamine, check, done. We have to stop and we have to think, all right, this patient has a blood pressure that's 76 over 32. Their heart rate is 130. They're in that decompensated shock. Their end-tidal CO2 is 24. And I've talked about this. Dave Olveras talked about this. Those are indications of impending arrest. If we give a big 2 milligram per kilo dose of ketamine, even though that's what our guideline says, we're going to kill our patients. Very, very likely this is going to put that patient over the edge. If we increase their metabolic demand, if we increase their blood pressure, their pulse rate, their O2 consumption is going to increase, and that could be, again, enough. So that's where we have to have the 50 shades of gray mindset, and we have to look at these patients and say, you know what, we may need to half this dose, maybe even go 3/4, go 0.75 milligrams per kilo, maybe even go 1 milligram per kilo, but really reduce that dose. That is critically thinking. That is understanding the action. What is this medication going to do when we give it? So that is number two. What about number three? Number three, you may have a set of guidelines where, you know, it will always say, hey, look at what the ventilator settings are. You go in on a patient that's in the ICU, you're transferring this patient, you're now on a helicopter, you're not really comfortable with mechanical ventilation. And that is a very common thing that I'm told. That's something we have to constantly work at. Well, the hospital has this patient. We'll say this patient has an ideal body weight of 60 kilos. We'll say a 75-year-old little female grandma, very low ideal body weight, but that tidal volume is 800. She's on 5 of PEEP. FiO2 is 100%. She's on assist control. She's had very little in sedation. She's bucking the vent. She's auto-triggering the vent. And many times guidelines or protocols are going to say, look at what the hospital ventilator settings are, and you can match those. But you also have a set of guidelines that says, hey, our tidal volume needs to be between 6-8 mils per kilo. This little old lady has an excessively high tidal volume. Hey, how much sedation has this patient had? How much pain management has this patient had? So the point is that we can't just automatically go off what the hospital says. We have to evaluate our guidelines and make sure these vent settings are correct. We can't just do what somebody else has done. If it is incorrect, we have to check that. We have to correct that. So we can't be black or white. We have to have the thought process of being 50 shades of gray. Cookbook medicine is going to cause a big problem in your career. We have to move out of that mindset. We have to have objective thinking and look at these guidelines as guidelines. There are many times in my career on specific flights that we have moved in and out of multiple guidelines at one time. And you have to have that ability to rapidly process information. That only happens once you prepare, you become comfortable with medicine. And again, that preparation never should stop. It should continue over and over and over. I just talked to somebody that had read our ventilator book and said, and he said, I've read it now 3 times. And every time I read it, I pick up something new. And I have found the same thing. If I read a book and I read it over and over and over, I pick up some new trick, something that I may have missed prior. Maybe I forgot, right? Our mind is only so good at holding on to information, and it may take multiple attempts at evaluating data, at reading articles, at studying to retain that information to a level that you can go right out and critically think and move through those different guidelines. So hopefully this podcast is helpful. Again, this is not a knock on anybody. I'm definitely a black or white person. Thank God that I'm able to move into those areas of gray in medicine. I definitely struggle, and my wife, my close friends, they definitely can attest to that I am probably one of the most black or white people out there. So I'm talking to myself here. This is just a quick 10-minute tip. If you have any questions, you have any comments, you have any cases that you want to listen to, please email me at eric.bauer@flatbridgejet.com. Hey, we're 10 days away from Fast 19. If you want a conference that is going to change the way you look at conferences, our attendance is up over 100%. People are coming to this conference because we're doing something different. I'm so excited. I'm so proud of our team. Truly, if you want something different, if you want to learn medicine in a different way, if you want new innovative ways to listen to talks, come check it out. Fast 19 will be pre-conference May 6th. The general session is May 7th and 8th. Hopefully we see you there. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.
This has been a production of the Flight Bridge Ed Podcast, leading the way in pre-hospital critical care and emergency medicine education.